Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be discussing life in the trenches during the Great War. We will begin by discussing the structure of the trenches themselves, before looking at why life in the trenches was so difficult for soldiers. The Great War was known for being a trench war. Hundreds of miles of trenches divided Europe, going from Switzerland all the way to the North Sea. Trenches were built by both sides during the war. The purpose of a trench was to provide protection for an army's soldiers, and also to build defences which would make it impossible for the enemy to advance. Trenches varied in sizes, but they could be around 7 feet deep and up to 6 feet across, but often were much narrower. The trench system was very complex. The front line trench would face the enemy, which was then divided by no man's land, but there were other trenches led off to different sections. These other trenches included areas where soldiers could rest or get first aid if required. Trenches were generally not built in a straight line. This was for different reasons, but partly to stop the enemy getting into your trench and then simply firing straight along, leading to more casualties. Trenches had various types of defences. There were machine gun towers that were built, and also barbed wire was placed along the front. Sandbags were put along the top to provide some extra cover. And in addition, mines would be placed in no man's land to make it much harder for the enemy to advance and attack different trenches. Duck boards were placed on the ground of trenches to try and protect soldiers from the water and mud, although this often had very little impact. There would also be an ammunition shelf that was used to keep weapons, and a fire step where soldiers could step up to look over the parapet, which was the top of the trench. Soldiers in the trenches were usually at the front line for up to 2 weeks at a time. During that time, they had to listen to the sounds of war and live with the fear that they might be killed or badly injured. Being in the trenches also meant that soldiers potentially would have to engage in fighting. They might have to go over the top, which meant climbing into no man's land, and they could sometimes end up engaging in hand-to-hand combat, or face the possibility of being shot. Life could be extremely unpleasant in the trenches. Water was a particular problem. It would flood the trenches and leave soldiers' feet continually wet. Wet feet could lead to trench foot, which potentially resulted in gangrene or even the feet having to be amputated. Diseases were also common, partly due to the limited opportunities to wash. The latrines, or toilets, often overflowed, and this spread bacteria. And in addition, dead bodies in no man's land would rot, attracting pests such as insects and rats, and also creating a terrible smell. Soldiers find trench life to be extremely boring. They often had to go through the exact same routines each day. Some of them tried to relieve their boredom by killing rats using their bayonets, or even shooting them. Lice and rats were a major problem in the trenches. Lice would bite soldiers and make them itchy, and fleas would spread diseases. The rats were particularly hated. They would steal soldiers' food, or even try and bite them. And in addition, rats would sometimes eat the bodies of dead soldiers, causing upset to those left behind. Food and water was limited in the trenches as well. Soldiers tended to eat bread and hard biscuits, often with jam, or they'd be given some bully beef, which was just corned beef. Water would be brought to the front line, sometimes in petrol cans, and this often meant that you had a taste of petrol as you drank. Some soldiers in the trenches suffered from shell shock. This was a mental illness which was caused by exposure to explosions and other loud sounds. It often led men to desert the army, leading to punishments including potentially being shot.